The Weekly Connect.
The Weekly Connect.
On RNIB Connect Radio.
This is The Weekly Connect, and this week we're talking all about holidays and getaways. Now, interestingly, when you sit down to do an interview for this programme, often is the case, because of the type of issues we talk about, they can get quite serious, they can get quite emotional. And despite the fact that Armila Valland and I sat down to talk about going on a cruise, we ended up drifting off topic ever so slightly in what became quite an interesting and enlightening conversation, as you'll hear. This is Armila Valland talking about going on a cruise. It wasn't her first holiday, but it was certainly one of her most memorable.
It was my first time, let's be honest with you. It was my first time after I have lost my vision.
And that was the first time getting out there and, yes, and going on a big holiday.
Yes.
And where did you go?
We went, well, I wasn't on my own. My husband came with me. I needed somebody to be with me, otherwise I would get lost, wouldn't I? We went towards Greece, Malta, Sicily, France, and Cyprus.
On a cruise?
12 days.
Wow.
12 days cruise, yeah. It was amazing.
That sounds amazing. I mean, how does that feel, you know, going on a holiday? I mean, after such a thing like, you know, going through sight loss.
It's the freedom. It's the freedom, the fresh air. It's a feeling which can't be explained. One has to be there to touch the things, to handle different surroundings, to breathe that fresh air, to touch those beautiful flowers that people like myself find it difficult to see, to see those archaeological places, which I always wanted to. I wanted to go to Athens for a very, very long time. It never materialized. But to be there on that spot, it was amazing. Oh, and wonder, I would say.
Tell me, if you don't mind talking about this, how did you find out you were losing your sight? When did that happen?
A few years ago, I had a detached retina, and the surgery was okay, but that meant after a few years, I developed chronic uveitis, and that means I have been losing my sight gradually. Right now, I can only see the shadows or silhouettes, as I call myself. Night vision is completely lost, but during the daytime, if it's too bright, it hurts. If it's day like today, because it's quite cloudy, I can see silhouettes. I can't see people's faces unless they are just very, very close to me. I can never see people's expressions. I cannot recognize people unless they speak and if I have met them in the past. It's difficult to explain. I use my smell, sense of smell. I use my sense of touch. Even then, I end up getting too many knocks and end up into silly accidents.
I mean, let's be honest about it. Losing sight is just awful. I mean, it's a horrible experience. Nobody would want to go through that. But it's one of those things that when you are going through it, and you know, you tell me how you feel. But you know, I wonder if it's one of those things that you tend to think that it's not so much the sight you think about losing. It's all the other elements of life that you, all the other things you do or have done in your past that you think you might never be able to do again. Is that the case?
Yes, indeed. It's like as if somebody's thrown you off a cliff top. I was on top of the world, and then a few months later, I found myself right at the bottom. It was very, very hard. Emotionally, I was completely drained. I couldn't say much to my family because they'd get hurt. I had to bear it, but then one day, while I was surfing on the internet, I came across RNIB website. And I said, wonder they would be able to help me. So very secretly, I rang them. I didn't tell anybody in my family. Then I was in London because my son said, come, stay with us, Mom. We'll look after you. And there I rang RNIB. and somebody at the other end answered my phone call. It was like as if an angel had answered my question. I spoke with that person and I was offered counseling. I still didn't tell my family. Every Thursday, I would just hide upstairs, shedding my tears, talking to this person. And he really brought me out, gave me so much confidence. So I am forever obliged to the organization, and particularly that person. He didn't judge. He just listened and advised me whatever he thought was best. That really helped me. When I came to Leicester, that's in the Midlands, of course, Vista, we have a very good organization called Vista. A very good counselor helped me here as well. It's like you lost completely in this madness and don't know where to turn to. And the community I belong to, blindness is a taboo. People don't want to talk about it. People don't want to accept it. And when I go out with my long cane, people think, they still think that there must be something wrong with my legs. But then they turn around and they whisper, they say, oh, but she can walk properly, look. That hurts. That really hurts.
It seems to me that there are so many barriers that we have to go through as visually impaired people. And as you say, the community that you live in adds more barriers to that and the community you're part of. I guess that is obviously one of the biggest challenges for you, I guess, because, you know, being accepted is something we all want.
Yes. That word acceptance is like a miracle word. That's the reason why sometimes when I do go out, I feel I have a lump in my throat. What would today be like? Will there be people staring? They do stare anyway. That's not the point. But when they pass a comment, a negative comment, it is very painful. And that is not just one community. It happens everywhere we go. It's like people need to be educated.
You know, when we started off this conversation, you know, we're talking about you going on holiday and going on a cruise. And for most people, that's a decision that they make on a Friday night at home, you know, in a wet January, you know, when they're thinking of how awful life is at the moment because it's so miserable outside and all of that. Yes. You made that decision. And it wasn't just I'm going on a holiday. This was life-changing for you.
Definitely life-changing. It took me, let's say, several weeks to do the research, thinking where could we go? Where shall I go? What do we need to do? Which is the best place to go? And then suddenly I remembered. I said, I always wanted to go on a cruise because that's something I love to see. My husband loves the sea because we were both brought up by the seaside. And then we said, okay, let's find a nice cruise. So here I was searching and surfing and finally found one that suited us and suited our budget as well.
When people are losing their vision, certainly people I've talked to, and I'm in probably a slightly different scenario because I've always had a visual impairment since day one. So it's a different experience for me. You know, I've always been this way and I've had my sight deteriorate over time, but it's not been at that level of going from full sight to either very little or no sight, or as you, in your case, shapes, shadows, that kind of thing.
Yes.
So it's a very different experience. So that's why I'm intrigued by this, because I think that what I tend to hear is that people who lose their vision often start to appreciate things in life that you know, the everyday things that fully sighted people take completely for granted, like reading a book or going out for a nice walk or, in your case, going on a lovely holiday, those things mean so much more because you felt, perhaps at one time, that you might never have been able to do them again. So, you know, actually, in a way, you've realised that those options are open to you and you appreciate them for that reason. Is that fair?
Yes, yes, indeed, you're right. You see, for a, I would say, normal person, an average person, they don't need to think. They don't need to organise. They would just pack their bags and go. But for people like myself, we need to think. We need to organise more, in the sense that what goes in the suitcase to how am I going to board the plane. So, yes, we have to put in loads of thoughts into it. But at the end of the day, after all that, I wouldn't say stress, or after all that hard work, when you find yourself onto that ship, you feel, wow, I did it. The ship has not even sailed. But to be on that, you feel, yes, it's an achievement. It is an achievement, let's put it that way.
Thank you for giving me your time and your thoughts and being so honest as well. It's been really interesting talking to you. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much.
The Weekly Connect.
The Weekly Connect.
On RNIB Connect Radio.